Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Down of it. And I think, you know, there's a good chance that that's what happens. There's an absolute, because again, remember, it ain't just Boogie. It's Tyler you've got that can play the point. You know what I'm saying? Lester Quinones is a big playmaker in addition to a good shooter. Boogie Ellis, you got so many. Damian Ball, you got so many options at point. You know what I'm saying, right? And so, again, man, if you could be in there. Man, if you could watch this. Because so much of it, and to go back to the story you've got, and John's talked about it, yeah, I know you don't want to draw too many conclusions from it, but when you can build up to an extra 10 full days of practice in August before that Bahamas trip, all of it becomes even more important. Every minute that you've got of these 4 hours a week you can spend with them, even more important, because you have an opportunity to have a head start on the rest of college basketball this year. Not every team, you know, is in their window for the trip right now and getting those 10 extra. You're one of the elite teams that does. I'm looking forward to seeing what comes out of it.
Yeah, like I think last season, you know, you've talked about it, and we noticed it, you know, early on when Alex Lomax was benched and Tyler Harris was benched. You know, Penny is not a guy who was going to prioritize relationships and feelings over what he believes is the best roster, the best lineup. So these are things that honestly are encouraging, because coming into it, wasn't that something that naturally, like, you would be worried about? Because Penny is sort of known for the relationships he has. That's what helped get him the job. He was known for his AAU connections with all the guys that you're seeing now on the team as freshmen, you know, Tyler to an extent, certainly Alex Lomax. And he said, you know what? Like, I am not going to place those over what I believe gives us the best chance to win. And that's why, you know, you saw him go with the all-senior lineup for basically the back half of the year. So that actually is something that's very encouraging that you can extrapolate towards this season.
You know, the way that you can get yourself into trouble as a college coach when you've got this much talent, and we saw it with Josh, is guys not knowing where they stand, not being straight up enough, right? With and I'm not saying that this was Josh the entire time through. Yeah. It was something he was clearly learning on. But, John, it's important that I get through to you on what the role will be, and there's no misunderstanding, so that halfway through the season you understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I think Penny's best play here as a second-year college coach is to stick to this productivity thing. I mean, it's what he said again today. It's what he showed last year.
Yep.
To John's point, we all had concerns Penny might, as a college coach, show some favoritism to the guys that he coached in middle and high school.
Mm-hmm.
When he benches Alex, you take that leverage, I guess, other players could have had and held it against you, you throw it out the window. It started last year when he said in preseason practice, Tyler and Alex beat out those seniors. They beat out Tubby's guys. We thought, okay, maybe it's Memphis, right? Maybe it's those guys. No, what happened when Tyler and Alo weren't performing on the floor? He makes the switch based on production then. You come into this season, new roster, same story. That's what you're telling him. And so the onus is on them.
Yep.
Hey, look, man, I don't, you know, this ain't about me. This is about you going out and producing and showing me that you're better. Tyler, go out and beat Lester Quinones. You understand? Alex Lomax, go out and beat Boogie Ellis. You think you deserve that time and to have your name called in the start. So Penny's got that. In terms of a coach early on learning these things, the best thing you can do, John, is be straight up with them, shoot them straight, let them know where they stand, right, and then tell them, brother, the guy that produces the most, and stick to it. The guy that produces the most is going to be out there. That's the best equal. That's the thing that figures it out best, John.
Yep. No, that is. That is.
You take the emotion right out of it.
Yep. You know? And I think that is definitely the best move for the university. Now, one thing we did not talk about was 2 days ago, Andy Katz, who continues to be a total friend of the program, put out a list of the five most important players in college basketball in the AAC. For the year 2019-2020. And number one was James Wiseman. Number one was the freshman out of East High School. And this is what Andy Katz wrote about James Wiseman. The number one player in the class 2019 has a chance to be a National Player of the Year candidate. The expectations are extremely high in Memphis. If Penny Hardaway is going to have a magical season, he will need Wiseman to live up to his hype. He could produce an Anthony Davis-like season when Davis led Kentucky to a title in 2012. That's asking a lot for a young team Tigers still need to get through a rugged schedule and ascend to the top of the AAC and hold off Houston, Cincinnati, South Florida, and UConn. I think they'll have no problems in conference. Like, especially with Armani Brooks leaving Houston.
I love that Kimberlin came back, though.
No, it's good. It's good.
Because, again, Cincinnati could have fallen off a little
bit. Big time.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't know.
Jaren Beeler, at least you have a floor now that you, I think, with Kimberlin there. Obviously,
you'll be competitive.
Potential player of the year material. Yes. We think that's, Memphis is going to have a say about that this year.
Yes.
I want to tell you, too, his cousin or something transferred
in.
That's pretty good as well.
He did. So they got some, they did add some players for sure. They kept Kimberlin, so that will help.
But look, it will matter, John. It'll matter about the rest of the AAC. Forget winning it.
Yep.
I'm talking about when it comes to seeding.
No doubt.
When it comes to where Memphis is in terms of the NCAA tournament, your conference strength there is going to matter. And so you need teams like Cincy and like Houston to stay pretty, to stay as high as they can stay.
Yes, indeed.
Wichita State we know is coming with that young team he had last year that was playing so well at the end of the year. You need your conference as good as possible.
You do.
We don't think it'll be as good as last year. I think that's pretty obvious looking at it. But you want that thing strong because, again, you're going to be talking about maybe the difference between a 2 and a 3 seed, maybe the difference between a 3 and a 4. Some of that could be on how strong your conference was and, your RPI, all that good stuff coming out of it.
Yeah, I think you're right because like you don't want it to ever get to a situation like you don't want it to get to a year where it's like CUSA again.
Where Cincy's a 150 team, over at KenPom, and a couple of wins over them doesn't mean a dang thing to the rest of the country.
Yep,
you don't want that.
Yep,
you want the 2 wins. You want them to be competitive.
Because think about what happened when the non-conference schedule for the University of Memphis stopped being elite. Right when in the beginning of Josh's tenure,
that's when you got to jack up the non-con.
Yeah, but it's hard to do that. Mm-hmm. It's hard to do that in this day and age when you're non-power 5. The landscape has changed. As soon as that happened though, and it was just a decent non-conference schedule, Memphis was winning 30 games and they were still getting a 6 seed. In Conference USA, mm-hmm. Like you don't want to be going through that again.
No, man.
So you definitely need the league to be respected.
That's why I love seeing that Cumberland news.
But I think the league's gonna be down.
Oh, no, compared to last year, will be. But like down and growing.
Everybody thought last year was going to be bad, and they got 4 teams in.
Dude, did you foresee? You lost Mick Cronin, bro.
Well, for sure. No,
a guy who
natural,
you could
yes.
pencil into the tournament, you yes. know what I'm saying? And yes. A guy you could just pencil in the top 3 in the conference every
yes.
year. We hope that's still the case for them, but absolutely it'll be. John will be, different, but maybe Houston last year was an elite team nationally.
They were.
Maybe Memphis becomes that. This year, and the hope is you keep as many of them as you can, right? Sort of around it, because UCF's going to,
right?
They're going to take a drop. They won't be a national in the rankings, that kind of thing. But hopefully there's enough there. Absolutely, John, it'll be down from last year.
Yeah,
but still down, but on your way, we think back to, because UConn's coming, Hurley's coming. We know that you're on your way back to some maybe the best you've ever been.
Can Memphis go undefeated in the league?
Oh, bro, I can't. You're the first person to ask that question. I'm surprised we hadn't asked it earlier.
Can Memphis go undefeated in the AAC?
They'll be writing stories about it later. I would not count out old Kelvin down there.
Right.
I know you look at his pieces. We did that last year. Remember, both of us were guilty of it, underestimating Houston last year.
Well, I definitely thought they were going to fall off.
Just don't underestimate Kelvin Sampson.
Memphis football and Memphis basketball could both go undefeated in conference next season.
Wow.
Like, that is absolutely it's on the tape. It is possible. It is not likely, but it is possible.
You're going to get Houston twice next year, right? Because you only had them once last year down there. So you'll get them twice. That's 2 chances for Kelvin.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to run the thing, man.
But Memphis
That's going to be so awesome, bro.
Though. Wow. Memphis, like, okay, fine.
Bro, KJ Lawson going to try to score 45 for Tulane.
I mean, he can try.
I know. I'm just kidding. 16, Tulane, you're going to sweep Tulane.
16-2, you calling it?
Who's the second loss?
At Cincinnati.
At Cincinnati,
At Wichita,
this ain't CUSA, bro.
Beating
them twice last year, I thought was a feather in Penny's cap. Greg's gonna be coming, but I think you've got too much talent. They're playing some. They're together now. They're a real team.
I think they'll go 16-2 without having it in front of me. I think they end up going 16-2 in conference, and I could go 17-1.
I say no more than 3 losses in conference.
Yeah, that's going to be that kind of year. And then, I think non-conference, I think you could get out of there conceivably with 2 losses. You know what I mean?
Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon. And then
Portland will be difficult.
Maybe you can't. It's kind of hard to find that second loss. Who's the second? I mean, maybe at Knoxville. But, again, Tennessee's going to be down big time. So
no, they owe them.
Yeah, I think you can get out of non-conference. So I think there's a chance Memphis can be a 4-loss team next season. Like, that is definitely on the table. And with the news, of course, that Precious Achiuwa is getting into Memphis later tonight, that will help them in their quest to only lose four games next year. And if they only lose four games next year, Jason, that smells like a one or a two seed.
Well, we know you're scared of that, brother.
I'm not scared.
You want that three.
Yeah. So
the ceiling is the three.
So anyway, that's exciting. That is exciting for sure. When we come back, Anthony Sang going to join us. We will talk to him about the Grizzlies' new coach, about what he knows, what he's learned, and more on the other side. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
It's a city that feels like its own country, got its own unique flavor and language.
92.9 FM, ESPN. A radio.com sports station. His
grandpa. You and me, we take care of our cars. But do you follow Fram's rule of threes? Three filters to do the job right. Oil and air filters for improved engine performance. Cabin air filter for the air inside your car. Some rules are made to be broken, but this one is golden. So if you don't see Fram, don't expect to get the job done right. One easy rule, three great filters. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale with a preview of our free event. This Friday through Sunday, enjoy our Father's Day deal and get a free adjustable bed base when you spend just $399. And get two free memory foam pillows and a free mattress protector when you take home your new bed for just $599. Plus, save up to $400 store-wide. Hurry in, your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Psst, down here.
Hey, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store. Why are you hiding?
Cameras and microphones are everywhere, even in my house. What if I'm hacked? They're watching me.
Oh, with Xfinity XFi, you don't have to worry. It gives you enhanced security for your Wi-Fi network, so all your connected devices are protected, including mics and cameras.
Oh, that sounds great. Can you imagine if we were actually being recorded right now?
We are being recorded for this commercial. Oh, I trusted you.
If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Ask how to get download speeds up to 400 megabits per second, or even faster, up to a gig. Learn more or get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay and 62419. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
It is so hot.
I know. You're actually a little red. Want some lotion?
Love some.
Okay, I have SPF 10, 30, and 500,000.
What? Does the bottle just say go inside?
You're so funny. No, it's the big $500,000 spectacular instant game. It even doubles as a fan.
Well, look at you.
When it comes to summer fun, I don't play around.
Stay cool with June Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Get My Perks has a sweet deal for you today. $30 of delicious treats at Nothing Bundt Cakes for only $20. So get yours before they're gone at getmyperks.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Y'all know this time, about this time, every Wednesday, we're talking to Anthony Sane these days. We'll do it right now.
Now, it's Anthony Sane.
Anthony Sane covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Memphis Flyer and is co-host of the Outsiders podcast.
On 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show.
Brother Sane.
Smith, what's up, man?
Man, you got it. You got the best hand. Listen, I think you got what you wanted, didn't you? You got yourself a new white Grizzlies head coach.
But see, I kind of did, bro. Well, let me clear this up first, because somebody came to me on Twitter saying I was, like, slandering black coaches. I guess listening comprehension is not free in the city of Memphis sometimes. But what I was doing last time when I was on the show, I basically was saying that I'm tired of defending black coaches that are trash. I'm tired of defending the Dave Fizdales and the J.B. Bickerstaffs of the world. And I'd rather them just bring a white guy in. So if he is trash, I can join in on the criticism, and I can see, you know, white people backpedal on their, you know, opinions of the guy that they're making right now, and they will be making, you know, as the season goes on. But like I said, I would have preferred a pure Aryan coach. That's what I was going for, Saronis. But you know, you get what you get sometimes, bro.
What do you think?
You get. I mean, I think anybody who has an opinion on him is full of crap at this point.
I
mean,
yeah.
Like, who knows anything about this guy outside of when they, you know, said his name a few weeks ago. As far as being a candidate, we don't really know too much about him. Of course, we can all go online or read Chris Harrington's article. That's what I did. I just read Chris Harrington stuff and wrote my article based off of this. My article will come up soon on the Memphis Flyer. But anyway, I think anybody's lying, bro. Anybody who says they have an opinion on him one way or another, I think they're just kind of full of crap. I mean, because we don't know what he's going to do. I mean, you can have an opinion as far as looking at the things he's done, as far as being under Popovich. And Budenholzer and Milwaukee, those type of things. You can look at those things and gather an opinion on that, but you don't know what he's going to be as a coach because, like I said, he's sitting in the big boy chair now. He's the youngest coach, head coach, second youngest coach in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really know. I'm optimistic about it. I mean, whoever they brought, I mean, it is what it is. It's going to be a guy who kind of fits the DNA and the culture of the current regime. So, you know, they've got what they wanted, so let's see what they're going
to
do with it.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to find, like, the next Quinn Snyder or Kenny Atkinson. I mean, that's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah. Or it could be the next, you know, somebody else. It could be the next Averone. I mean, we don't know. I mean, but, you know, it's – I mean, I don't want to come off negative about it because, like, I'm down.
Right.
With, like, whatever
right.
it is. I mean, you know. We'll see.
There's nothing – to your point, though, like there's nothing – you'd be being disingenuous, right? Like if you say, mm-hmm. I think this guy is going to be amazing, or I think this guy is going to be – like because we don't – he doesn't have a – you know, his resume is he worked under guys. You know, like mm-hmm. How can you form an opinion based on, you know, assistant work? You know, I guess you could like coming from the Budenholzer tree, but that's about it.
Right, because there have been some bad coaches that came out of the Popovich tree. So, you know, we don't really know what he's going to be. So, you know.
I do want to hold you to something as along the lines of your first thought there, saying it. You last week, I think it was with us, that you crowned Lionel Hollins the best Grizzlies coach ever, and you weren't out of here 2 minutes out this studio before you going back
man.
On Twitter and putting that Hubie Brown was the best. Now
I had saying, to backtrack all day, bro.
Now,
yeah.
hold on. Now, Hubie Brown won 50 games. 50 and 32 this year. They lost in the first round. They got swept. I love Hubie Brown. I love what he's contributed to the game. He's a Hall of Famer as a contributor.
Mm-hmm.
But how is he better than Lionel in terms of what they accomplished?
But before I crack a joke, is Hubie Brown alive? Because I don't want to crack an ill-colored joke.
Yes,
is he still alive?
He's still
Hubie
with
is alive and kicking and covering these finals, brother.
All right. So okay. With that being said, I think if you had prime Hubie Brown for that whole time, like if he was able to continue to be a coach, I think that he would have had a run as equal or better than what Lionel Hollins did. He was a much better tactician. He was much better at X's and O's. He was crazy. You know what I mean? He was probably equally as crazy as Lionel Hollins was. But like I said, the things we talked about last week, I thought Lionel Hollins was the best leader of men that team has ever had.
Yeah.
But as far as his X's and O's and his ability to change, that's what I was worried about. Not saying that Hubie would have changed either, because you're talking about a guy that's, 80 years old. So, you know. But, I had to backtrack on that, bro. He was the best Grizzlies coach.
Poor Lionel. You just threw him under the bus. As quick as you said his name, you threw him back under the bus.
Yeah, I just forgot about Hubie, bro. But like I said.
Mm.
We were talking to Bobby Marks earlier today about the Grizzlies' new coach, and we asked him sort of what success should look like for Taylor Jenkins. First of all, don't you think the Grizzlies, given sort of their track record, have to show some kind of patience with this new guy?
Yeah, they'll have to. Being truly in a rebuild mode, that's the thing that I kind of worry about with the fan base. We kind of had a mirage at the end of the season where people kind of think that we're going to be some competing team or possible playoff team this year. It's absolutely not happening. And I think that people have to understand that when you're hiring a guy like Taylor Jenkins, he's going to be the coach. You're going to have to allow him to get his bumps and allow him to take this team to wherever he's trying to go as far as development goes, as far as Jaren Jackson, whoever your second, their number two pick is, whether it be John Morant, whether it be R.J. Barrett. That needs to be the focus of the organization, getting those guys to be the core of your organization. And nothing else really matters. I kind of like what Atlanta did this season, where they weren't necessarily tanking, but they just kind of were what they were. They threw out their young guys. They let them play hard and let them win the games they won, let them lose the games they lose. Mm-hmm. There's nothing strategic either way. They weren't like going to sign free agents or overpaying guys and to try to make this good team. They were just being what they were and letting their young guys develop. And that's something that I'm hoping that the Grizzlies actually do, and not do some type of thing where they're trying to patch something together, or add a bunch of years to Valanciunas' contract. And I just hope they just build things around Jaren and whoever they pick at number two, which we're probably assuming is John Morant. And they just let the team grow and develop, and allow Coach Jenkins to grow and develop with the team as well.
Is there anything specifically you want to? I mean, we know Jenkins is young. We know this is his first time around. But is there anything specifically as you get ready to listen to him today that you want to hear from Taylor Jenkins?
I want to hear some of his plans for the offense. Like, I like to see something innovative. I like to see his opinion on the guys that are currently on the roster, if he really knows too much about them. And also some things, I personally want to ask him things about Jaren Jackson, and what are some things that he feels like can be pulled out of his game that we haven't seen yet as Grizzlies fans. That's the main thing I want to see, because I believe that we had a very watered-down, very shackled-down version of Jaren Jackson on the court last year. And I think that he's a player that's got a lot more in his toolbox than what we were able to see. Yeah. With J.B. Bickerstaff, admittedly by J.B. J.B. admitted himself that he didn't really know what he was doing with Jaren. So I like to hear what he plans on doing with him.
Anthony, in your mind, who are the, like, when you look at this Grizzlies roster and there are some contract dates and everything like that are coming up, who do you see as the certainties, like, going forward? Like, who are the certainties on this Grizzlies roster as of today?
Well, C.J. Miles he already opted in. I think they're gonna bring back what's his name? Great value, Kevin Durant.
Caboclo,
yeah, Brazil, yeah, Caboclo, yeah.
That's a great value.
Yeah, Caboclo, yeah. I think we're going to bring him back. I think Dorsey comes back. Just because those are just guys that are decent players on a cheap contract.
Exactly.
I think Justin Holiday is gone. Justin Holiday started growing on me as the season went on, bro. And I think in a more up-tempo system where a coach knows what to do with wing shooters and corner three shooters, 3-and-D type guys, I think that he would probably do well under a guy like Taylor Jenkins. I would like to see Holiday back, but I don't know, bro. It's all up in the air now. But I'm leaning towards Holiday not coming back. Leaning towards them trying to deal Avery Bradley very soon. I think that's going to happen. I don't think they're going to bring him back for that $12 million, especially if Valanciunas opts in, trying to go us as a free agent right now. DeLon Wright, they'll bring him back too. Mm-hmm. But I think that's pretty much it.
Same, why couldn't they fly him in here on a private jet? He'd been getting caught up commercial flights. Now I hear the press conference still going to go off at 2, man, but couldn't spend for the private jet.
Well, man, you know me, bro. I might be the guy to ask that question. I'm sure that if the Grizzlies brass is listening to the interview now, I'm sure you're probably waiting for me to come in to make sure I don't ask that question. But who's surprised about that one, though, man?
Not at all. You're exactly right. Not surprised at all. Well, we know you're a conspiracy theorist, so I have to ask you this one, too. You blame one side more than the other in this KD thing? Do you blame Golden State like Charles Barkley does?
I think a lot of people have, fallen in the whole thing. But like I said somewhere else, I was getting interviewed by somebody. KD's a grown man. I had to pause to remove the curse word.
Yeah.
But like I said, he's a grown man. He's an NBA veteran, former MVP. He knows his body. And like I said, at the end of the day, regardless of what the facts are on the table, like KD, I believe he got caught up in the pressure, and I believe he got caught up in – because here's another thing, too. This is something I don't think many people are talking about. Like, right now, like, Kevin Durant is looked at as someone that people are feeling sorry for, which I do, too. I feel bad about what happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have to remember that Kevin Durant is a very petty dude. And with his team down 3-1, it set up a perfect scenario for Kevin Durant to say, hey, this is my 3-1 moment I can have where I know I can get with these guys and we can win 3 games straight against these guys. So let me come back. Let me get my 3-1 moment, come back from 3-1 moment. Let me leave out as the man. And because if Golden State is to come back 3-1, and it's because Kevin Durant comes back, you're putting him in that GOAT conversation with LeBron, with Jordan.
Absolutely.
With that being his series where he's not just the guy that's riding the Warriors' coattail. He would have been the guy that, okay, they needed him. That guy came in, he did something historic. He came back from 3-1. And I think Kevin Durant had those type of things in the back of his head, as well as the pressure he was getting from the team. But ultimately, he has to know his body. He has to say, okay, yeah, I feel good, but is it really worth the risk? I'm not going to tell a guy, hey, this is the NBA Finals, don't play. But I'm also not going to make him a victim when ultimately he had to make the call on what he was going to do with his own body.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Jalen Rose went on a three-minute tirade about how he blames the herd mentality of sports and the culture of sports. And maybe there is some truth in there somewhere.
Yeah, and I agree with that type of stuff. The stuff that Jalen's saying, hey, you know me. I agree with those type of things. I totally understand that side of it. But still, at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to make Kevin Durant a total victim. Like I said, he had a part to play in it where he could have said, hey, look, I know because everybody believes that Kevin Durant was leaving. But he could say, look, I'm not coming back next year. Mm-hmm. You guys are down 3-1. It would take me taking my body to another level to come back 3-1 against these guys. And he could have made the call. He wasn't going to have a cute offseason anyway, because if he leaves Golden State, people are going to make him the villain anyway. So regardless if he played and tried to come back or not, he was going to get slammed by the media for leaving regardless. So he should have just not played. I mean, but, you know, I can't knock him for playing, but I'm also not going to feel totally sorry for him as well.
So the series is 3-2. Do you give the Warriors any chance of coming back from 3-1 and having their own moment?
Yes, I do. I don't want to count those guys out. Like I said, they've got – Klay looks to be relatively healthy right now.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, if they get this one in Golden State, which you would predict would happen.
Right.
Man, it's going to be tough. Like I said, in the last game they lost in Golden State, I want to say Klay Thompson got hurt at the half, so it was just Steph all by himself. If they get the healthy Steph, Klay, Draymond team, and they pull out this game 6, I think I got to lean the momentum totally to Golden State at that point. Because sometimes, like you know in sports, there's always that moment where something happens where guys just aren't the same. And I think that the way that last game ended in Toronto, there might have been that Nick Anderson situation from Orlando versus Houston where Nick Anderson never recovered from missing those free throws. I think when you have the championship in your hand and you let it slip out in the way that Toronto did, it may be one of those things they never bounce back from. Kind of like what's the guy, the Bill Buckner guy in baseball, mm-hmm. those type of moments where once those things happen, it may be where the series turns. It may be over at this point. Or we could be done but when they play, you know, game 6. But, you know, I just totally would not be surprised if Golden State is able to come back in and turn the series around.
Wait, do you plan on attending the parade for Mark when he wins?
Oh, yeah, man. I'll 100% be there. If there's a parade for Marc Gasol, I guarantee you I'll be in attendance. And I'll be selling T-shirts.
It's going to happen. It's going to be right here in Memphis. You know, it's like we won a finals. You know, it feels exactly the same.
Yeah, we got to make sure. We got a whole discussion here about that, Jason and John, probably next week. Because your boy Conkins has been sub-mentioning to me on his show.
Oh,
yeah? I told him, man, if you want to have me on, we can have a good segment when I say my side and you say your side. We can rock and roll.
What's Conkins been? He said
you a Mark hater?
Yeah, he's not saying my name, but he's basically, you know, quoting my tweets out of his mouth verbatim. But he's saying, like, oh, I'm just talking to the group. I'm talking to the masses or whatever. But like, oh, okay, yeah.
Well, you know,
y'all know who the leader of this whole anti-Toronto South movement is, bro. They know who the king is.
It's not Toronto South. Like, I can walk around the whole city and, like, ain't nobody going to say nothing to me about Mark. Like,
yeah.
It's like you root, like passively, it's like you want him to do well, but it's not like you're going to go out of your way to, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's just kind of – the whole thing that bothers me is, like, when you make polls about, oh, should Memphis have a parade for Marc Gasol? That type of stuff sends off, gets national guys involved, and now they're writing articles about, oh, is Memphis Toronto South, like we're some farm league or something. You know what I mean? That type of stuff, as a native Memphian, triggers me to see those type of things. You know, so I can't get with it. But, yeah, but next week, bro, we can dive into that deeper because I got to call your boy Collins out.
Yeah, all right. We'll make it happen. Yeah. Appreciate it, son.
Thank you, son.
All right.
He is Anthony Sain, covering the Grizzlies for the Memphis Flyer. Well, he's just not on board with the whole Toronto South movement. And I'm going to raise my hand.
Oh, you're right with him on that one. We know you love Cassiola's article.
I'm not rooting against Mark, though. I'm just not on this. Like, this isn't, I'm not a Raptors fan. I'm just like, I'm a very neutral observer.
You're not having Marc Gasol watch parties.
No, I'm a very neutral observer in this finals.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I was rooting for him to get an old throwback game, an old 26-15 type game in one of these finals,
and
really, really help.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes.
And just here or there.
I mean, he's been
good, man.
Like, it's crazy to consider that Mark, who started the season with the damn Memphis Grizzlies, is a win away.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm a little bit jealous because look, what they need from him is sort of it's conducive to sort of how he plays.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they've talked about it. They need to be more aggressive, whatever, and be aggressive all the time, but. Him being in more of that third, fourth option, right, is what he needed to be rather than the guy we all depended on is to be right. The one or the two option here. And so it's sort of a perfect situation for him. I'm a little bit jealous that it didn't work out that way here, right? But I can appreciate the opportunity before him. And John, I can pull for the guy, but no, am I running around thinking about it all day? No.
Right.
And I think that's most of us, Memphis.
Right.
I don't hate on the folks that want to have the Marc Gasol watch parties. The man is more Memphian than yeah. other Grizzlies.
Yeah.
He grew up here. We get that. Went to high school here.
Right.
So
right.
If you want to do that, I'm all for it. If you want to have that party.
All right. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 presents the official Jason and John Memphis Draft Party on Thursday night, June 20th, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Join 92.9's Jason and John and watch the NBA draft at our draft party at The Bluff on Highland with Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation, and Joe Mullinax, along with I Love Memphis's Holly Whitfield. The 2019 NBA Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland on Thursday night, June 20th, with 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis. Sports Station.
Join us at the Sportsbook at Gold Strike. Enjoy Las Vegas-style sportsbook action just 30 minutes from Memphis. Come watch your favorite college or pro basketball team on one of our 29 screens and enjoy the food and beverage offerings at Pickle and Jam Social Eatery and Millennium Bar. From buzzer beaters to slam dunks, we have everything you need to enjoy the madness of hoop season. Join us at the Sportsbook at Gold Strike. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
This is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Firehouse Subs are hot, hearty, and extraordinary. But what's even more extraordinary is that a part of every sub purchase you make at Firehouse Subs helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Great food and great for the community. That's a perfect pair. And that inspired new Firehouse pairs. Start with your favorite small sub, then pair it with your choice of an amazing signature side. Try the Hook and Ladder with ham, turkey, and Monterey Jack, paired with the 5-cheese mac and cheese or the loaded potato soup. 13 different subs, 4 different sides, 52 different possibilities in all. Save time and order your Firehouse pair online or on the app now. New Firehouse pairs at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations only, Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
Hey, Mid-South, this is Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. It's summertime and the bugs are upon us. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. Or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com and find out why we have over 2,500 five-star ratings. And if you're looking for a career change, give us a call at 388-0852. If you've got a clean background, a good driving record, and looking to make a better living for yourself, give us a call.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have: low prices every day on every gallon of high quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
One, two, get down!
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Look at you getting over to the Casual Pint, 395 South Highlands, the spot, because it's the craft beer place in Memphis, locally owned and operated. You can always get behind that. And you're going to love the place when you get there. If you haven't been, they've got it all when it comes to beer. 28 beer taps, to be specific. 2 8-foot-tall refrigerated coolers of cans. They got your favorite bottle beer, and you can do beer to go as well. You can do that with growler fills or mix of six-packs. Really cool. You can do it out of the cooler or packaged off the dry shelf. They're always having fun in there. Whether it's the bingo, John, whether they're singing, whether you're having a fight between the 901 and the 615, it's always a good time over the Casual Pint. It's a nice open-air atmosphere, perfect for these beautiful spring days we're experiencing in Memphis and don't get enough of, because they've got the open-air atmosphere, the friendly dog patio. Bring them all out. You'll have a good time over the Casual Pint. Again, 395 South Highland. It's the craft beer place in Memphis and where beer lovers meet.
We were talking earlier about what Jalen Rose said. Did you see what he said, by the way?
A little bit of it. Pieces, you know, bits and pieces.
It was an interesting sort of message overall.
It was large. It was grand scheme of things take on
the
sports world.
It was.
Us putting too much pressure on.
He said
guys.
That we got our pound of flesh with Kevin Durant. Like the sports world got its pound of flesh. Media fans got their pound of flesh when Kevin Durant went
down.
There's
truth in it, but it's to use it as the thing, you know, as the take, like that's the excuse for, okay, we as a society that consumes sports put too much pressure on KD to play in that game.
Yeah,
that just, it's a little bit too over the top for
well,
me.
Well, like to me, like. We can't
criticize KD Wright for being so thin-skinned,
yeah.
Right? And then criticize the folks that are, you know, saying, "Oh, we don't go back." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it just, to me, I don't get it.
On October 6th, 2014, the NBA announced a 9-year, $24 billion television deal with ESPN, ABC, and Turner Sports. $24 billion. I know money is not the alpha and the omega. It's not everything, but when you are paid the amount of money that you are paid, that is because the sports media. That is because of sports fans.
Interest in fans.
You know, like fans.
Exactly.
Ultimately, you know, you are able to make what you make because of fans, because of interest, because of television deals. You know, and
it's why it's
that's the nature of
that
the beast.
It is, absolutely.
You know, and so are you saying you would trade your compensation for that to go away? I bet not. I bet nobody would.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what comes with it. You know, pressure and expectations and all of these things and narratives being formed.
And legacies. You know,
absolutely.
And what we say of them.
This is why, you know, ESPN, ABC, and Turner are willing to shell out a combined $24 billion for the NBA properties. And it looks like a bad investment, honestly, given sort of the ratings and everything. But that's why they're willing to do it. Because there are people out there who are interested in it and who love it and who obsess over it. And I hate to say it, like, that's what enables you to play this game for the money that you make doing it.
I feel sorry for KD, too, just like most of us did when we saw him get up and sort of realize I'm not going to be able to go any further in this game. I do, John. I'm with you. I get that part of it, but I'm with you on this. I'm like, and I said this before he did, I'm like saying, you know, Kevin Durant's in a position, right, where he's got everyone telling him to come back. And maybe even you want to go down the route and blame the team doctors, right, that told him, oh, you can play and you're not going to damage anything else. And you're right. You should listen to the doctor, right? You should listen to them, and that should play into your decision. But I go back to this, John. He's a man with one of the biggest decisions in his life coming up,
yep.
Right, with free agency.
Yep.
His whole future's coming up.
Yep.
A man that we know cares about his legacy. You telling me you're going to put all your trust in Golden State's doctors and not have your own crew or a second opinion, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Or at least weigh it so heavily.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? KD had the opportunity to tell him no.
Yes.
And he wouldn't have been the first guy to do it or get questioned about telling him no, because we just saw Kawhi
just saw
do it.
It
We just saw it last year, and it paid off for that
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
So you wouldn't
Absolutely.
Have been the first to do it. You're not risking anything by doing it.
And everybody and already thinks you're leaving anyway.
It's only your career and your legacy. So you telling me you're going to put all the trust in Golden State's doctors without going back and
right.
So my point, I go back to, he was a grown man.
Yep.
And to your point, John, none of these guys are getting paid what they're getting paid. The NBA isn't where it is right now. There's no culture. This whole says if we don't have the interest that it drives up. So for Jalen's argument that, well, society's too rough, brother, it's society that's got you guys in these privileged positions now to earn millions playing a game you love, and we all come and flock to watch. Like, that's what comes with the territories, my man John Martin said. So, again, this was a grown man, had a decision to make here. One that was, look, it was, even with you coming back, going to be pretty unlikely that y'all win, you know, three straight games. Only one other team's done it before.
Right.
Even with all your powers. You know, that was a grown man, had his own decision to make. And that's why I'm not putting it on the team doctors or Golden State. This was this is one where I think we've settled on, you know, forget the assessing blame. This was just an unfortunate situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I think, like, you know, on a human level, right, who does not feel absolutely awful for Kevin Durant?
All of us do.
You know,
we,
like,
absolutely do.
But it's just like,
but to blame it on society,
yeah,
or something,
yeah, yeah,
that we put too much pressure on, give me a break. These guys are in a privileged position.
Yes.
They're making millions of dollars. It's what comes with the territory. We all work jobs where we don't get millions and this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you, like, might be you. But yes. Yes.
I hope you do, John.
Yeah.
I really pray. I pray that you get to that point.
But the truth is still the same. You know, our teachers are out here not anywhere close to competence. I mean, I'm just using teachers as an example. There are a million different occupations you could use. You know, yet what enables the professional athletes to do this for a living? And I don't resent them for it either. Like, I don't want this to come off like I'm envious or resentful of that. You know, it's amazing. It gives us an opportunity to do what we do here on another level, on mm-hmm. a molecular level. So, but it's just like, that's what comes with all of it.
Yeah.
And you can't blame the system that enables you to do what you do. Because, I mean, that would be hypocritical.
Jalen will tell you, I mean, at this point, it sounds like he's hating the game.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yes.
You know, you can't,
and,
to
well,
me.
You've benefited from it. You know it. And then all of a sudden now you want us all to change and stop putting pressure on athletes? No. It was the same when
no
you
doubt.
Were playing, and you benefited from this system that we're in right now. Why should it change? Why should we change for KD?
Yeah, you can't,
when
you know.
A grown man had an opportunity to sit out.
Devastating injury, but. You're not a victim.
Hated for him.
You're not a victim here.
Right, you guys aren't victims.
Yeah,
right.
Big Poppy is a victim. He got shot.
100%, bro.
He's a professional athlete who got shot.
Yeah.
He's a victim. Kevin Durant had a freak injury in a game that he decided to play in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
I feel terrible for him, but that was on him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's on Golden State. I mean, it's an unfortunate situation, but.
Now, on to the rest.
He'd have been a fool if he just trusted the Golden State doctors,
yes.
right?
Yes.
With everything that was on the line.
Yeah,
not
I
just
mean,
Golden State chances, his mm-hmm. legacy, his career.
Yes. Especially
to just listen to them.
With all that was on the line.
Right.
You know, and again.
The common sense tells you Golden State going to want you to go.
I know Rick Bucher. When we had Rick Bucher on the show, he really shot down my idea of him feeling that he could come back and save the Warriors. But I think he felt that immensely. I think he felt that immensely and embraced that because it could have – and I think you're right. Like, he already earned some big-time respect just by coming back anyway.
Oh, bro, I tried to tell you about that yesterday. You didn't give it much you didn't give much stock, but his legacy has changed.
But it would have taken him to another level if he came back and delivered a championship down 3-1.
Storybook.
Yeah.
Like Disney level.
Yeah,
there's
man.
There's no question about it.
I mean, remember the Titans.
But look, I wrote I'm glad you finished on this because this is where you got to. Because I wrote all of this down. Whether it was your boy John Gruden yesterday coming out and talking about it and saying, giving him all the credit in the world. You're looking at me funny. He was talking about KD yesterday.
What?
Aaron Rodgers was talking about him. Richard Sherman's talking about him. And the whole thing. Put his body on the line in a must-win game. Got nothing but respect for it. Bill Russell came out and said, "What a brave thing!" Pretty much by KD. I'll just read it. Proud of all the players on Raptors Warriors band together, support Kevin Durant. No one wants to see anyone get injured. KD showed tonight what it is to have the heart and be a true team player. See, just coming back did that. John, he didn't have to win all three games for it to change completely. Is my point.
Mm-hmm.
Just him coming back and doing this has sort of changed some
it
of these
has.
Folks. Some of these haters that he had, they've already changed their tone. That this was a team thing you did, you came back, and some of the legacy's already changed a little bit. He got a lot of love, not just from basketball folks, from the entire sports
it's
world
true.
For what he did. And some of that narrative's already changing for him.
Now, you need to say that the Raptors are going to lose the championship. You need to say
why
that.
Why would I say I'm, why would I change my pick? You're the one looking
foolish. I want you to be right.
You said Golden State in six.
I'm wrong on the number of games, but I will still be proven right on the outcome.
This man says that Golden State going to be the second team to come back from a 3-1 deficit in the finals.
You know why? Because they are built for it. That's why.
Clay and Steph tied, bro.
They've done it.
How elite do they have to continue to be to have a chance tonight?
Kyle Lowry just gave an old woman a concussion with his game-winning attempt on Tuesday night, okay?
You're talking about the wrong man.
You know?
The man you need to be concerned about, his name is the Claw.
I know. He is going to, but he's going to do what he does. Like, he's going to get his regardless.
No, it could be a 40 or something. A 40 nugget.
I mean, we need to stop pretending that this series is going to end tomorrow. This series will not end tomorrow.
No, well, the reason I don't think it will is because I just cannot see Golden State losing all three games in Oracle to finish off Oracle. All three games in the finals, you're going to lose all three of them to the Raptors? That's why I think we're going seven here to Father's Day.
And then on Father's Day?
It's up in the air. You're 3-3. But again, don't you?
Man, that'd be good.
It only happened once, John, in the finals.
And when it gets 3-3, and it's going back to Toronto, and it's going to come down to Marc Gasol, who's never won a championship, Kyle Lowry, who's never won a championship, and you got Steph, and you got Clay, and you got Draymond on the other side.
How about Game 7, throwback Mark Gritton Grind 27 and 15 on that ass in Game 7? He's the hero.
That booty so tight.
Then we will have a parade, and now we will make sure you insane are there.
That booty going to be so tight on Father's Day.
Marks?
Boy.
Everybody.
He's going to be tipping that toe.
Everybody.
Run that three-point line where he decides if he's going to
be on that Raptors team. Other than Kawhi, everybody on that Raptors team is going
to be. I want a breakthrough game from Mark in the finals. I want a big throwback game. One of these final two.
But, yeah, man, it's going to be a hell of a series. I still think it's Warriors. I still think it's Warriors, and now it's going to be in seven, obviously. But I still am not wavering. I still think the Warriors
not
win this.
Not wavering on a wrong pick.
I think
Golden
they win.
State in six.
Man, that game seven would be awesome. Listen to you guys talk about this. Oh, it'd be so fun.
Yeah. But anyway, there you go. Thursday is game six, and it's back in Golden State. So, should be good.
You got game seven tonight, I think you're excited about, right, Brad?
There's another game seven. We'll talk about it.
We'll get to that in just a second, won't we?
We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Because it is indeed LeBron James, that human being is more worried about his image and his presentation than anyone. He showed up at a game with a glass of wine. It was a thermos of wine. It was like a tailgating, back to my point about him transitioning into a sorority chick. Like, that's what you would see in the Grove.
Let's put a finer point on it. Should he be mocked for this? You clearly are doing it. You're calling him a sorority girl.
Yes!
It's the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
When your dad tells you he doesn't want anything for Father's Day, he actually means it. Perhaps because there's a good chance he doesn't even know it's Father's Day. But hopefully, he's raised you well enough to show some gratitude anyway. And now's a good time to recognize what he... or a stepdad, or a granddad, or a dad-to-be in your life means to you. So if you are, right now, shopping for Father's Day, it's coming up June 16th, by the way, make it count with some fresh, hand-cut steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. We all know Folks Folly. It's the original Memphis Steakhouse. But did you also know that you could pick up those same steaks, as well as their crab legs, lamb chops, even a great-looking apron or steak knives, everything you could possibly need for a fabulous Father's Day gift? You can get it all at Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, which is right next door to Folks Folly. And if you want a gift for a dad who doesn't live in Memphis, no problem. Humphrey's can ship overnight anywhere in the country. So stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall or online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Hi, folks. Good news from Sunrise Chevy in Collierville. Sunrise took additional inventory for the spring market. Now Sunrise must sell 500 new and used cars and trucks to make room for new Chevys on the way. Huge discounts and 0% financing or GM will provide up to $5,000 cash now. Shop and compare hundreds of new Chevys, Buicks, and GMCs all under one roof. And don't forget, a $5 million used car inventory. If your car needs body work, bring it to Sunrise. We work on all makes and models. If your Chevy needs service, bring it to Sunrise no matter where you bought it. Find new roads at the Sunrise Chevy Range, 385 in Houston, Levy, and Collierville.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone.
at usps.com/future.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Every day around this time, this is what we do. Let's go.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
I'm going to leave one for Brad. I think he's very excited about it. I want to hear that passion when we get to him on it. So I'm going to leave that one. And listen, I watched. You were right yesterday to take a little grief off you. Press Your Luck was last night.
Okay.
And it does come on again tonight.
Cool.
You were absolutely right that the debut was last night. John, hour long, we saw the whammies. Big bucks.
No whammies, no whammies.
It was fun. It lived up to it, Brad. I wanted to give you the report on that.
Thank you.
Here's what I'll be watching.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup fourth round.
Ooh.
Out at Mike Rose Soccer Complex, 7:30, your boy Jason Smith.
You're
probably
going
with my guy CJ. Yeah, 901 FC. I have fewer choices than I did to start this show, apparently.
Yeah.
901 FC, obviously playing Orlando City SC. Out of the MLS, I had two choices. Could I do bleacher seats were $30 a piece, or grass seats for $18 a piece for me and CJ tonight? John, bleacher seats sold out. If I'm going with CJ, I'd be sitting on the grass anyway. I think that's where we landed with it. We think it'll be a little bit better out there for me and CJ anyway. But that's, bro, passion. The passion of this city for soccer and the community. They've sold out for tonight on those bleacher seats. Look like I'll be sitting in the grass. Look for me out there, folks.
I sure will.
How many does that a stadium hold? Like 4,000? 5,000? If we were guessing?
I've covered Memphis soccer out there. That's about it. Those were not sellouts.
Oh.
Okay. So I'm not exactly sure. I think that number's probably about right.
Somewhere around there?
Yep.
So I guess the game is on ESPN+. I'm going to flip between that and...
what are you watching?
The St. Louis Blues Game 7.
This is Game 7 of the Stanley Cup, bro.
Excited. I'm
very excited, Jason. Tonight, I gotta be honest with you.
Are you scared?
I'm really scared about this game.
I can feel it coming off you.
Matt Stark, who's a big hockey guy, has been texting me a lot about this game.
Oh, he loves to talk trash on game day.
Boston fans are the worst. I mean, no disrespect, Matt, if you're listening, but they're the worst. You know, the Patriots, you know, the Red Sox.
They have so much.
They have so many riches, Jason, and yet here we are, the fourth crappy-ass sport, and here we are with another Boston team against your St. Louis Blues tonight in Boston. Blues are not favored.
You guys have been a better road team than you have been a home team in these playoffs.
Yeah.
You should feel good about your chance.
And you and I were rapping about hockey like either one of us are really experts at it.
Nope.
You know, the closest I came was like playing inline skates on like asphalt one time.
I skated over at the Mall of Memphis. That was the closest
I
came.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of thing.
We were both far off.
Not ice.
Right.
Hard skates. And so, like, that's the closest we've come. I got to think that home court or home ice, if you will, doesn't matter, right? Because you got a helmet on. You're on the ice.
It didn't matter for y'all in game six.
So maybe the Blues are a better road team, and so thus maybe it'll be our night tonight. And the Blues and the Bruins tonight, that is on NBC at 7 o'clock.
Brad, I sent you an email. You may want to pull it up. It'd be good if you did because we have not mentioned it today on the show. But on August 6th, now, this is a future checkout time, but I needed to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I will be in front of my television because I will be watching HBO.
Oh, no. Here
we go.
Oh,
Hard Knocks
is
coming to the Raiders, baby.
Change to a different browser, stupid thing.
I know. Thank you for the update, Brad. I know that you are upset about this. I know that you are bitter about this. But I will tell you this right now, and it's what I said on Jeff's show, so that you will be doubly upset about it. The ratings for this season will be the highest ever for Hard Knocks.
Oh, I heard your prediction.
Because it will be people like you who live through the Raiders, who wish they were the Raiders, and who want them to fail to make themselves feel better at night, help them get to sleep a little better.
We just want to watch the dysfunction.
That's who the majority of the viewers will be. It will be miserable people. miserable people who want to see the Raiders fail, crumb bums, ding dongs, whatever you want to use. Do you have the video?
Not yet.
Okay, it's okay. It doesn't sound like it's going to happen, Brad. I sent it to you late, and so I apologize.
Yeah, that's your fault.
But it was John Gruden with Tampa Bay. It was John Gruden with Tampa Bay, and because he was on Hard Knocks with Tampa Bay.
I remember.
And a few of the quotes from there. If you're nice to these guys, that doesn't work either. Might as well be an a-hole, which is exactly what I am. If I get out of hand, just tell me I'm a jerk and shut up. Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your skull? Call my effing brother and see how they do it in arena football. Also, I've got a reputation to try and live up to also. I mean, I am one hot mother effer.
I have it if you want to hear it.
Yeah, I got to hear it. It's so much better to hear John Gruden say it. I mean, this is what you can expect with Hard Knocks.
Maybe not. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah. Claus is here. Huddle up. Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your skull? How stupid are we? Use some damn sense.
And you're either going to explode onto the scene or you're just going to be like one of them deals. You know what I'm saying?
Am I being too hard on these guys, Jay? Jeremy?
If you're nice to these guys, that doesn't work either. You might as well be an ass. That's exactly what I am.
How the hell you call that? Well, call it on Tom Brady, will you? Call it on those guys. I've never seen that in my life.
If I get out of hand, just tell me I'm a jerk and shut up.
Call my brother and see how they do it in arena football. You know anything about Metallica?
Something like that.
Pretty good band, huh?
You guys know the rules. What are we doing?
Yeah, so this is what you'll be able to expect.
Yeah, he was tough back then.
Now, you gotta be honest about it.
John TV's Gruden, got him soft now.
John Gruden is good for Hard Knocks.
He's good
for
TV.
Will be a great season, and I can't wait for you to watch it. We'll have a watch party at your house, man. It'll be good.
Uh-huh.
It'll be good. All right, that's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show. It's presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us on the show today, Mark Giannotto, Bobby Marks, and Anthony Say. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. They'll have the Taylor Jenkins press conference for you to start the show. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
That's what you got to do when you don't have a gun, when you're unarmed security.
Yeah, you'd rather just deploy the stare.
Yeah, call the lieutenant.
What was the code of the walkie-talkie for the lieutenant, man?
Not to 911, fool. Emergency. We got to get over here. We got an issue at the back gate. Back gate was unlocked all night long. We might have a problem over here.
That's what you said?
Yeah, brother. I'm a real Memphian, fool.
911?
It's the Jason and John Show. Weekdays, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis' home of the 2019 NBA Draft on Thursday, June 20th. On air at 92.9. On site at the Bluff on Highland. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. A radio.com sports station. Jason and John.
I wanted the city to be happy again. I wanted the school to be back on top. That's what drives me, not trying to prove people wrong. I mean, I just internally, I'll take the challenge.
Yes, sir.
And try to do that on my own personally. But the biggest part of this is people coming up to me telling me thank you, the entire city being excited again. I love that for our city.
That's the mayor of Memphis right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the most popular man in the city.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
I am Staff Sergeant Mark Anthony Madrid.
Staff Sergeant Samantha Cowell.
Staff Sergeant Alex.
I am Staff Sergeant William Lewis, and I am proud to defend my family and our nation.
The Air Force Reserve is part of the story of this great nation.
I'm grateful that I have a chance to wear the uniform of the heroes that went before me.
I am proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference in the world.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as reserve citizen airmen. Even as technology evolves and changes, our commitment to defend and protect this nation remains steadfast. We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving. We celebrate our proud history and look towards an exciting and uniting future. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win in air, space, and cyberspace.
And I am proud to be a member.
And I'm proud to serve in the United States.
And I am proud to protect our country.
Proud to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
AFReserve.com.
Benjamin Moore Paints, it's a paint like no other. Not just any store can sell that paint and stain. They trust only their network of independently owned, authorized retailers, and that's where Germantown Hardware and Paint come in. They've got the paint you need, all from Benjamin Moore.
Yeah, their design expertise is going to help you create beautiful interiors and exteriors. They have extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain. Ensure exactly that. Just visit Germantown Hardware and Paint and let their unsurpassed staff help you create the next room in your home to be enjoyed. They're located at the corner of Germantown Road and Poplar. Visit GermantownHardware.com.
Most
Most auto repair shops do what's best for them, which helps their pocket. But Madison Automotive cares about your goals and needs of your vehicle, so they do what's best for your situation, unlike any other repair shop. Ask about our million-mile warranty. MadisonAutomotive.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Joe Choate started Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing 60 years ago in 1958 with the mission to be honest, fair, and trustworthy to each customer, to do every job like it were his very own. Now his grandsons, Saul and Brian Choate, run the company with the same morals that their dad and grandfather instilled in them. To celebrate our 60th anniversary, Choate's would like to offer a $60 tune-up special to all our heating, air conditioning, and plumbing customers. We are also offering a 60-month, no-interest financing on select Carrier HVAC systems and new water heater installations starting at just $60 a month. Call 755-4797 today to take advantage of our 60th anniversary specials. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Ready for a change? Join the club. At LA Fitness, we believe showing up is all...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.